Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Legalizes recreational marijuana.
Democratic State Senator Nicholas Scutari is sponsoring a bill that would put a constitutional amendment on the ballot in 2020. Senator Scutari is on our news line. Thank you for joining us, Senator. There hasn't been enough support in the legislature to legalize marijuana. Do you think there'll be enough support in Trenton for your ballot question?
I'm confident that we'll get it out as a ballot measure coming next November. We've been taking the temperature of legislators for months, culminated with today's decision to make sure that we had enough votes to get it on the ballot for next year.
How would the ballot question be framed? What specifically would you put on there?
It's going to be a pretty simple question. Do you favor legalization of marijuana, essentially, and then at a certain tax rate? And then that's pretty much it.
So it doesn't mention where it would be sold or age limits or anything like that?
I mean, I couldn't possibly put a 175-page bill into one paragraph that the voters could consume and then vote on. So it's going to be a simple conceptual question. Do you favor legalization? It's going to be at the state sales tax rate along with a local excise rate. Based upon the question that I'm putting forward, it'll be the lowest tax rate in the nation. That's going to help us eviscerate the black market quicker than some other states have been able to do. But they'll be enacting legislation if it is successful.
Senator, is this a punt by the state legislature in New Jersey? Isn't this why folks are sent to Trenton to make these decisions?
I can't argue that point. Yeah, I think it is. But it's a punt that was necessary to make sure that we keep moving the ball down the field. We worked, and I worked particularly hard, to try to get as much votes as we could. I thought for sure we could get it through the state assembly. We were just a little shy in the state senate. People are much more likely to allow voters to make a decision like this, and so I'm confident we'll have that support of voters, of senators and assembly members that might not favor making the vote themselves but are willing to let the voters decide for themselves. So yeah, I mean, it is that.
This would be on next year's ballot, which happens to be a presidential ballot. Would you expect a pretty good turnout on your question?
I expect a big turnout in general. I think it's also going to go down to the ballot question. And the ballot question has polled very favorable the last number of different New Jersey polls, almost always in the 60%, sometimes in the high 60s. So I'm pretty confident of its outcome, but you take nothing for granted.
What if this doesn't work? What if your bill to get the question on the ballot fails? Is there a backup plan, or is that the end of it?
This is the backup plan, so it can't fail. Let's hope that it doesn't. I mean, if the voters speak to it, and then that could change things dramatically in terms of the way the direction we're going in New Jersey. But right now, this is the backup plan. We're going to let the voters decide. We're confident that it'll be on the ballot and that it'll pass next year. But if not, we'll be back on this phone call trying to figure something else out.
State Senator Nicholas Scutari of New Jersey, thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.